Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
This week, the compound behind our favourite social beverage. Let's raise our glasses for Tim Harrison.
Ethanol is a simple molecule containing only 9 atoms and known to humans long before the advent of modern chemistry. It has many everyday uses ranging from solvents, cleaning products, fuel for tabletop cookery, industrial applications and even medical uses. Ethanol even finds its way into thermometers where it's coloured red. However, you are probably most familiar with ethanol as the psychoactive drug in alcoholic drinks such as beers, wines and spirits. Ethanol is thought to date back to prehistory, where it would have been produced by the natural fermentation of sugars in fruits. Fermentation requires enzymes from yeasts and takes place anaerobically, that means without oxygen, making solutions that are up to about 15% ethanol. Apart from ethanol, carbon dioxide is also produced. But while control fermentation, or brewing, may originally have developed as a way of making water safe to drink, the intoxicating effects of alcohol no doubt played some part in the popularising of its social consumption. Ethanol has the chemical formula CH3CH2OH and is often simply called alcohol by the general public. However, the term alcohol actually refers to a whole family of organic chemicals of which ethanol is only one member. Ethanol is also known by a number of other names such as ethyl alcohol, ethyl hydrate and grain alcohol. Alcohols have a hydroxyl group, that is an O to an H, in which an oxygen atom bonded to hydrogen is covalently bonded to a carbon. The hydroxyl group should never be confused with a hydroxide ion, OH negative charge. The electronegativity of the oxygen atom, which polarizes hydroxyl groups, is what makes ethanol such a good polar solvent. And this is a major use for ethanol in chemistry. It mixes with water in all proportions, forming hydrogen bonds between the hydroxyl group of the alcohol with those in the water. Alcohol for human consumption, such as wine or whiskey, is subject to a high level of tax or duty. To avoid paying duty for industrial applications of ethanol, for example in perfumes as the solvent for fragrance chemicals, it must be made unfit for drinking. Ethanol treated this way is said to be denatured, and in perfumery this is done by adding a small amount of denatonium benzoate, which is an extremely bitter-tasting material whose trade name is Bitrex. Other denaturing agents used elsewhere include methanol, other alcohols and ketones. Methylated spirit is ethanol mixed with 10% of the toxic alcohol methanol. Sometimes in the UK the methanol is added along with the characteristic purplish dye. Ethanol can also be made industrially in a number of ways that do not rely on the slow conversion of sugars by yeasts to a low concentration in water solution. Ethene, or ethylene to use its older name from the petroleum industry, can be hydrated using steam and catalysts to make ethanol quickly and in high yields. Historically, ethanol has been used as a fuel. You may even have once had a chemistry set with a methylated spirit or alcohol burner in it to act as a heating source. Ethanol has a combustion value of 26.8 megajoules per kilogram, which is better than that of wood, but less than that of petrol. In these days, where using crude oil as a source of fuels is being examined closely, both because of the climate change and depletion of the world's reserves, ethanol, a green fuel, is becoming more widely used. Ethanol for fuel is currently produced from sugar-rich crops such as sweet corn or sugar cane, but there is a growing field of chemistry devoted to transforming cellulose from waste or non-food crops or using algae to produce ethanol. In this way, land used for growing food is not removed from the food crop production. In Brazil, 25% ethanol is usually mixed into petrol. In the United States, 2 variants are commercially available. E85 contains 85% ethanol and 15% petrol or gasoline, but can only be used in specially modified engines, whereas gasohol, which has 10% ethanol and 90% petrol, can be used in unmodified vehicles. Ethanol can also be used in fuel cells where it can react with oxygen in the air over a platinum catalyst. This does not produce heat and light, but converts the ethanol's chemical energy directly into electrical energy. Perhaps one day it may be possible to take your laptop or mobile phone to the pub and pour a shot of whiskey into the fuel cell contained in the device or into the battery charger, rather than connect it to the mains electricity supply. As well as burning it, ethanol can be partially oxidized to both an aldehyde, called ethanol or acetaldehyde, and a carboxylic acid, called ethanoic or acetic acid. When alcoholic beverages go off or turn to vinegar, which is essentially ethanoic acid, it is the acetobacter bacteria in the air that brings about the oxidation. An oxidation process is also how the body gets rid of ethanol from our systems, and partially oxidized ethanol is thought to be contributing to the symptoms of a hangover that follows excessive drinking. In the laboratory, acidified potassium dichromate can be used to bring about both oxidations. The oxidation to ethanoic acid requires more oxidizing agent than for the first step to the aldehyde. The color change for this reaction, from orange to green, used to be used in the first breathalyzers before the more accurate electrochemical devices came into use. These were made from simple tubes packed with silica gel soaked in orange potassium dichromate solution. Drivers suspected of being drunk would be made to blow into the tube, and as the alcohol in their breath reacted with the dichromate ions, the green colour of hydrated chromium 3 ions spreads further down the tube, giving an indication of how much alcohol was present in the breath and how much alcohol they had consumed. Ethanol can also be used as a chemical feedstock for the production of other useful materials. Two common examples are its dehydration to ethene by passing the vapour over heated aluminium oxide or over tiny bits of porcelain which contain the aluminium ions, and its use in making esters, when reacted, of course, with the appropriate carboxylic acids. For example, ethyl ethanoate or ethyl acetate is the solvent smell associated with impact adhesives. So, a chemical that has been familiar for at least 9,000 years is still proving to be very useful in its traditional roles and in many new technological applications.
Indeed. Drinks, fuel, medicine and more. Personally, I'm keeping my fingers crossed to be able to use it to charge my phone whilst in a bar. That was Bristol University's Tim Harrison with the versatile chemistry of ethanol. Now, next week, a thin line between love and hate. Or it may be just hate.
Do you have an emotional attachment to a molecule or compound? Think about it. Is there some compound for which you have a fondness? It might be accompanied by a craving, like that for that little alkaloid, caffeine. Or perhaps it's for something a little stronger, a little less legal. What about hatred? Is there a molecule you really hate? One you'd want to see exterminated? For me, there is one molecule, one amazing molecule that stands out from the crowd. And that molecule is sulfur hexafluoride, SF6. And I hate it.
And to find out just why UCL's Andrea Sella hates sulfur hexafluoride so much, and also to hear both sides of the story so you can make your own mind up, join us for next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in Its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.